愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
我们这个礼拜的读经进度是提摩太前书的四章到提摩太后书。
Our weekly Bible reading for your church is going to be 1 Timothy until 2 Timothy this week。
那在提摩太前书里面呢，有一节圣经节。
In the First Timothy, there is a particular verse。
我们一起来思考里面的意思。
Let us consider carefully the meaning of this verse.
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第六章第六节
Verse 6 First Timothy chapter 6 verse 6
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利。
Now godliness with contentment is great gain。
这个地方告诉我们敬虔然后加上知足对我们生活有很多的好处。
This verse exhorts us that godliness in additionadded to contentment is of great gain to us.
那如果我们想我们很敬虔，但是不知足，会发生什么事情？
Now let's consider this question. If we are very godly, but we are discontent, what will happen to us?
我们看第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
但那个想要发财的，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗里。和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉沦在败亡中。第十节。
Verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱，离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。如果一个人敬虔，但是没有知足。
If a person is godly but is discontent.
如果照圣经这样看起来他生活的方向会改变。
According to the Bible, it says that the direction of their life will change.
就陷在迷惑，落在网罗里面。
They will fall into the snare and temptation of the rich.
然后他的决定或者生活的内容就偏离了真道。
Then their decisions of life and the content of their life will leave.From the correct pathway.
因为不知足就是表示我要继续追求。
When they are discontent, that means they will never stop to pursue the worldly gains.
那到最后把钱当作神。
Later, they will treat riches as their idol.
那结果就是会发生很多问题。
Then the result is perdition and destruction.
我们个人的心呢，没有神就没有平安，没有喜乐。
When we lack God in our hearts, then we lack joy and peace.
我们家庭如果以钱做中心，家庭不会快乐。
If money is the center of our family, then we will not have joy or peace.
圣经说，尽族跟他全家信耶稣，所以全家都很喜乐。
The Bible records the
尽族觉得。
The jailer and his entire family believed, and they were so joyful.
所以这个家庭喜乐的来源不是钱，而是神跟我们同在。
The source of all happiness in families is not from money, but from God Himself.
那人际关系也是一样。
And this is the same with interpersonal relationships.
不是钱更多，人际关系就会好。
It doesn't mean that the more riches you have, that your personal relationships will improve.
但是如果有神跟我们同在，我们人际关系就会好。
But it's rather if God is abiding with us, then our personal relationships will improve.
有和平才有平安。
When there is peace, then there is harmony.
所以敬虔如果没有知足这个生活还是会有很多的痛苦。
And so if there is godliness but no contentment, then there will be a lot of troubles in the life.
但是如果不敬虔又不知足，那就危险了。
And then there is the ungodly and the discontent. That is an even worse combination.
我相信神，但是我不怕神了。
When we say the ungodly are those people who do believe that God exists, but they are not willing to obey God.
但是我生活中我也不知足。
And they are also very discontent with the current status of their life.
这个信仰生活迟早可以看到非常多的问题。
And sooner or later, you'll see many problems in their faith.
好，那为什么我们要知足？
Why is it that it is important to be content?
这里告诉我们一个最基本的原因，第七节。
And verse 7 explains to us the most important reason.
我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
也就是说，人生是从零开始，到最后是以零做结束。
For we come with nothing, and we leave with nothing.
其实我们人在一生所能够用的钱财，吃的东西是很有限的。
Actually, what we can actually consume in food and also in wearing is really limited.
所以，我们人如果没有知足，追求很多我们用不着的，但是把最宝贵的生命浪费到没有永恒的价值的追求。
If we continue to pursue our lives for things that are empty or vain, then our life and our time will be spent on things that are vacuous.
所以从永恒的观点来讲，这一种的投资啊是没有智慧的。
And so from the perspective of everlasting eternity, then we see that this type of investment is without wisdom.
因为到最后会归零。
Because everything will become empty.
那怎么样才会知足？
So how can we learn to be content?
第八节。
Verse 8.
有衣有食就当知足。
As long as we have food and clothing, then we should be content.
就是把生活的水准压到最低。
We should lower the standard or expectation of our lifestyle.
有东西吃，有衣服穿，感谢神。
We should be thankful as long as we have something to wear and something to eat.
那我们就很容易知足。
Then we'll be easily content.
说有听过一个父亲在提到他的孩子去参加多米尼加的义工。
One time, a father mentioned that when his son attended the work in Dominican Republic,
他说他非常感谢神，他的儿子去参加完之后变成很成熟。
He found that his son changed a lot after that mission trip.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为到一个生活水准非常低的地方。
Because he had gone to a place where there is very low material living.
外面下大雨，里面下小雨。
When standard of living is quite low, when it's raining outside greatly, it's also raining inside small rain.
那以前呢，这个会堂里面住的地方啊，到处都有老鼠、蟑螂。
That is to say, the roof was leaking on the inside, and also where they live, there is a lot of cockroaches and rats.
那对当地的人来讲，这个很平常。
For the people that are living there, this is very commonplace.
但是对去当义工的人来讲，这个不平常。
But for the volunteers who visit there seldom, this is very unusual.
因为我们生活没有看过这样。
Because we have never seen that in our life.
但是当一个人去做义工，他发现竟然大部分的人都生活在这样的环境里面。
And when a volunteer is able to witness the type of living environment that most people live in, the rest of the world.
他们也活得很好啊。
And to see that they can still be joyful.
他们也很认真在拜神啊。
That they can still be diligent in pursuing after God.
那忽然间我们就发现，比较起来，我们实在好太多了。
Then we can, after comparison, that we are really enjoying the highest qualities and standard of living.
所以这个孩子回来就很满足。
And after this, this youth came back very content with his lifestyle and standard of living.
把那个最基本的生活 标准带回来，他就发现每一天都很满足。
When he is able to lower his standard of living, he is able to live very quickly, happily in his life.
所以这个敬虔加上知足，这是好的。
And so therefore, godliness with contentment is a great gain.
好，那我们现在从另外方向来看这一节圣经节。
Study this verse from yet another perspective.
好，那如果敬虔加上知足，从另外方面来看，这样会有什么缺点？
What is the drawback of having contentment on top of godliness?
我们大家都很敬畏神。
I know that many of us are very godly, God-fearing.
生活也很满足。
We are very content with our living today.
聚会时间我就来。
When there is services, we do appear.
那聚完会我就回去。
And after services, we will leave.
那这样的生活会有什么 负面的地方。
What is the drawbacks of this type of living?
我想从两方面来看。
We can study this from two perspectives.
第一个从教会的圣工来讲。
From the perspective of the church work.
如果我们大家都满足在我们生活上还有很金钱上，我们的圣工不会发展。
If we are content with the status quo of our godliness and our church work, then we will not grow in our faith.
圣工会发展是因为我们很金钱，加上我们心里有一种不满足感。
And the church will not prosper. For our church to prosper, we must not only be God-fearing, but we also must be discontent with the status quo.
啊，这样圣工才会发展。
Then the church work can prosper.
我们从圣经来看几个例子。
Let's look at the Bible, several examples in this perspective.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrews.
希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿的儿子。这里讲摩西因着信长大了。
Here it says by faith Moses when he became of age.
这里不只是讲摩西长大了，而且是讲摩西的信心长大了。
Here is referring to the fact not only did Moses grow physically, he also grew and matured spiritually.
那什么是信心长大？
What does it mean that he is growing in faith?
信就是对没有看见的事情感觉到有一个证据。
Faith is the substance of things unseen.
所以当一个人有信心的时候，他已经不是活在物质界里面，他已经活在灵界里面。
When a person has faith, he no longer really lives in the physical world. He is living in a spiritual world.
这个叫做信心长大。
This is called the maturity of faith.
所以我们不要一直把信心定义在神迹奇事上面。
So we must not define faith to be a belief in miracles and signs.
信心还有一个更有意义的层面。
Faith has a more meaningful dimension.
就是我们对属灵上看不见这个价值有一种重新的肯定。
That we have conviction and the evidence of things hoped for.
所以会因为这种肯定我们愿意在世界上做一个不一样的决定，过一个不同的生活。
Because we have such unwavering conviction in our faith, we are able to live a very different lifestyle than most of the people on this earth.
这样叫做信心长大了。
This is called a maturity of faith.
好，那我们就看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
他宁可跟神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
摩西从王宫看出去。
When Moses looked out of his palace,
他发现有一群人在做苦工。
He found a group of people suffering.
这一群人是谁？
Under slave labor, who are these people?
就是神的选民。
These are the people of God, the chosen people of God.
摩西因为信心长大，他知道他是神的选民。
Because Moses' maturity of faith, he knew and recognized that he himself was part of the chosen people.
他知道神的选民住在埃及是没有前途的。
He knows that those who are the people of God have no future in the land of Egypt.
王宫很舒服。
And though the palace was very luxurious,
王孙有被尊重的这种权利。
And as the grandson of the Pharaoh, he has particular sovereignty and power.
有最终的快乐。
He had the pleasure of sin.
还有继承很多的财产。
He can also inherit vast riches.
但是这个都是在物质层面的。
But these are all from the physical and materialistic dimension.
如果摩西没有信心，
But if Moses had no faith,
他活在眼见里面，
then he would live only in the present.
他就不会有什么特别的决定。
He would make no transcending decision.
今天圣经里面也有没有摩西的名字。
And today there will be no mention of Moses in the Bible.
所以摩西虽然王宫这种肉体的生活很舒服。
And so even though Moses was living in a very luxurious palace,
有权力的滋味,
he enjoys the pleasure of authority.
但是他的心呢、啊，没有办法满足。
But his heart was discontent.
神的选民在这里做苦工，我怎么能满足呢
？How can the chosen people of God suffer as slaves, and I enjoy myself in this palace?
所以他就从王宫出来。
And so he departed from the palace.
这个从王宫出来是往下降。
When he departs from the palace, he is debasing himself.
身份往下降。
His status has been debased.
快乐往下降。
His material enjoyment has been lowered.
权力往下降。
Then his authority has also been decreased.
从有变成没有。
From something into nothing.
在人看起来这是极大的牺牲。
And from the perspective of humans, this is a great sacrifice.
但是这个是出于信心的决定。
Yet this is the resolution, decision of faith.
他为什么做这个决定？
Why did he make such a decision?
26节。
Verse 26.
因为他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，他认为为神受苦比埃及承受财宝更宝贵。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
然后他想望所要得的赏赐。
And he was looking forward to the reward in heaven.
所以摩西的眼睛已经不是看到十年、五年退休以后。
And so Moses' vision was not only on 5 or 10 years from now, he will retire.
摩西的眼睛是看到死以后。
Moses' far-sighted vision, he was viewing the afterlife.
在神的面前，神要怎么来认定他？
How he would appear in the presence of the Lord Almighty, and what God would judge him.
这个叫做信心长大了。
And this is called the maturity of faith.
所以摩西就出来了。
And so Moses came out.
这个决定啊，不但改变了以色列人，也改变了摩西本身。
This decision not only changed his life, it changed the whole course of the Israelite history.
所以他把以色列百姓在神的帮助下带出了埃及。
Therefore, under the abundance and guidance of God, he's able to lead his people in Exodus from Egypt.
那在变貌山上。
On the mountain of transfiguration,
摩西、以利亚跟主耶稣在一起。
When Moses, Elijah, and Jesus were on that mountain,
肉体生命他已经结束了。
Though his physical life has been finished,
但是在神的国他还活着。
Yet in the eternal kingdom of God, he is still living,
而且活得很有荣耀。
And he is living in great glory.
为什么？
And why is this?
因为他做一个决定。
Because he made a decision,
就是不满足。对当时属灵的情况他不满足。
Because he was discontent with his status at that time.
所以他做一个决定啊，不但影响他，也是他以色列百姓。
So his resolution changed his complete future as well as the future of his people.
所以我们今天的信心啊，不能够一直只停留在神迹奇事上。
So our faith must not stay at the level of miracles and signs.
好像生病了我才需要信心。
As if we only need God when we're sick.
那我今天身体都很好，事业很顺利，活得很舒服，我不需要信心。
And so I don't need my faith when my career is going well, my health is well.
其实不是这样。
But this is not the case.
信心把我们提升到灵界里面。
Faith should bring us to a higher level of spirituality.
信心使我们追求的目标进到灵界里面。
It should bring us to the spiritual plane.
那为着那个灵界的价值。
And for the sake of the spiritual value.
我们甘愿在地面上做一些牺牲跟舍弃。
We are willing to give up of things and sacrifice certain things in this life.
其实这个也是神迹。
And this in itself, it is a miracle.
因为这不是人做得到，这是神赐给我们的信心才做得出来。
Because this is not something that can be attained by humans. It is a faith that has been granted by God.
那摩西这样出来以后，我们发现他的信仰很多体验。
When Moses was able to come out like this, he enjoyed many experiences in the Lord.
他看到神的同在，看到神的恩典。
He enjoyed the abundance of God, and he saw personally the blessings of God.
他看到神的大能力带领以色列百姓。
He witnessed the great mighty power of God in leading the Israelites.
这个开始都是因为他有一个不满足的心，而做一个很特别的决定。
It all began because of his discontentment that he made a very unusual determination.
我们现在回来看出埃及记的第一章。
Let's now turn back to Exodus chapter 1.
第三章。
Verse chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7。
神说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了；他们受的督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。啊，我原知道他们的痛苦。”第八节。
Verse 8。
我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地道美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。这里讲啊，神在天上。
Verse 7 and 8 says that God is in his heaven above.
他看见以色列百姓在埃及受的苦难。
He can see below the oppression of his people.
他听见他们的哭哀声。
He has heard their cry.
但是如果神只停在这个地方，那神的伟大还是很难了解的。
If the Lord God only stayed at this level, then it's still hard to understand the compassion or love of God.
第八节说，我要下来
，But、
救他们。
Only in verse 8 did it say that I have come down.
神要从天上的荣华宝座里面下到人间痛苦的人群当中。
God has made the decision that he will depart from his glorious throne high in heaven above to the suffering world of people below.
要救他们出埃及地，要救他们进入。